ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः
ईश्वर परमकृष्ण सच्चिदानन्दविग्रह अनादिरादिर्गोविन्द सर्वकारणकारणम् चिन्तामणि प्रकृतसद्मसुकल्पवृक्ष लक्षावृतेषु सुरभिरभिपालयन्तम् लक्ष्मीसहस्रशतसम्भ्रमसेव्यमानम् गोविन्दमारिपुरुषाम्भमहं भजामि वेणुपनन्तम् अरविन्दम् दलायताक्षम् बाढावतं समसिथम्बुरसुन्दराङ्गम् कन्दार्पकोथीकमनीयविशेषशोभम् गोविन्दमारिपुरुषं धमहं भजामि आलोलचन्द्रकलसद्वनमौल्यवंशी राज्ञाङ्गदं प्रणयखेलिखलाविलासम् श्यामं त्रिभङ्गललितं यथा प्रकाशम् गोविन्दमारिपुरुषं धमहं भजामि अङ्गानि यस्य सकलेन्द्रियवृत्तिमन्ति पशन्ति पान्ति कलयन्ति चिरं जगन्ति आनन्दसिंहय सदुज्ज्वलविग्रहस्य गोविन्दमारिपुरुषं धमहं भजामि अद्वैतमच्युतम् अनादिम् अनन्तरूपम् आज्ञां पुनान पुरुषं नवयौवनं च वेदेषु जुलममधुलममात्मभक्ता गोविन्दमारिपुरुषं धमहं भजामि पन्थास्तु कोटिशतवत्सरसम्भ्रगाम्यो वायोरथापि मनसो मुनिभुङ्गवानम् सोऽप्यस्ति यप्रपरसिंह्य विचिन्त्य तत्त्वे गोविन्दमारिपुरुषं धमहं भजामि एकोऽप्यसौ रचयितुं जगदन्दकोटिं यच्छक्तिरस्ति जगदन्दक्षयादरन्थ अन्धान्तरस्थपरमानुचयन्तरस्थम् गोविन्दमारिपुरुषं धमहं भजामि यद्भावभावितरियो मनुजस्तथैव सम्प्राप्य रूपमहिमा शयनानभूष सुप्तर्यमेव निगमा प्रतिथैस्तुवन्ति गोविन्दमारिपुरुषं धमहं भजामि आनन्दचिन्मयरस प्रतिभावितारिश्चाभिर्य एव निजरूपतया कदादि गोलोक एव निवसत्यखिलात्मभूतो गोविन्दमारिपुरुषं धमहं भजामि प्रेमाञ्जनच्छुरितभक्तिविलोचनेन सन्तः सदैव हृदयेषु विलोकयन्ति यं श्यामसुन्दरम् अचिन्त्य गुणास्वरूपं गोविन्दमारिपुरुषं धमहं भजामि रामारिमूर्तिषु कला नियमेन तिष्ठान् नानावतारमकरो भुवनेषु किन्तु कृष्णा स्वयं समभवत्परमाहुमन्यो गोविन्दमारिपुरुषं धमहं भजामि यस्य प्रभा प्रपपतो जगदन्दकोटि कोटिशुशेष वसुधारि विभूतिबिन्दं तद्ब्रह्म निष्कलम् अनन्तम् अशेषभूतम् गोविन्दमारिपुरुषं धमहं भजामि माया हि यस्य जगदन्दश्रितानि सूते त्रैगुण्यथाद्विषयवेदवितायमाना सत्त्वावलम्बी फलसत्त्वं विशुद्धसत्त्वं गोविन्दमारिपुरुषं धमहं भजामि ananda chinmaya rasatmataya manasu yapraninam pratibalam smarutam upetya lilayatena bhuvanani jayatya jastram govindamari purusham dhamaham bhajami Golokanami nijadami chaleta tasya Devi Mahesha Haridamu Suteshu Teshu Tete Prabhava Nichaya Vihitashayena Govindamari Purusham Dhamaham Bhajami Shrishti Stiti Pralaya Sarana Shakti Rekha Chayeva Yasya Bhuvanani Vibharati Durga Ischanu Rupam Babiyasya Chateshtetesa Govindamari Purusham Dhamaham Bhajani Shiram Yatara Divikara Vishesha Yoga Sanjayate Nehitata Pratakasti Heto Yasham Bhutam Apitata Samupaiti Karyat Govindamari Purusham Dhamaham Bhajani Deepachariva Hirashantanamabhyupetya Deepayate Vrvatahetu Samana Dharma Yastadrageva Hijavishnu Chayavipati Govindamari Purusham Dhamaham Bhajani Yakaranarna bhajale patatisma yoga Nidramananda jagadanda saroma kupa Adhara shaktim avalamya paramsma murtim Govindamari purusham dhamaham bhajami Yashaika nisasitakala matavalamya Jivanti loma vilaja jagadanda nata Vishnur Mahansa Ihayasya Kalavishesho Govindamari Purusham Dhamaham Bhajani Basman Yatasma Sakadeshu Nijeshu Teja Sriyam Kiyat Prakatayatta Vitadvadatra Brahmaya Esha Jagadanda Vidhana Karta Govindamari Purusham Dhamaham Bhajami Yat Pada Pallava Yugam Vinitaya Kumbha Dvande Pranama Samaye Saganadi Raja Viknan Vihantum Alamasya Jagatrayasya Govindamari Purusham Dhamaham Bhajami Agni Mahi Ganganam Amumuru Dishascha Kalastatatma manasiti jagatrayani Yasmad bhavanti vibhavanti vishanti yamcha Govindamari purusham dhamaham bhajami Yachakshureja savita sakalagrahanam Raja samasta suramuti rashesha teja Yashtyagnaya prakisamprata kala chakro Govindamari Purusham Dhamaham Bhajami Dharmota Papa Nichayashtutayasta Pansi Brahmari Kita Patagavadayashta Jiva Yadatra Matra Vibhava Prakata Prabhava Govindamari Purusham Dhamaham Bhajami Yasvindra Gopamata Dendra Mohosa Karma Bandaru Rupa Palapajana Atanoti Karmani Nirdahati Kintu Cha Bhakti Bhajam Govindamari Purusham Dhamaham Bhajami Yam Krodha Kama Sahaja Pranayadi Piti Vatsalya Moha Guru Gaurava Sevya Bhavai Sanchintya tasya sadrishim tanamapurethe Govindamari purusham dhamaham bhajami Govindamari purusham dhamaham bhajami Sri akanta kanta paramapurusha kalpataravo Druma-bhumishchintamani-garamayito-yamamratam Kataganam natyam gamanam api vamshi prayasati Chidanandam jyoti paramapi tarasvadyam api cha Sayatra shiradhi sravati surabhibhyasya subaham Nimeshardyakyo vavrachati nahi atrapi samayaha Bhaje shweta dvipam tamaham iha golokam itiyam Virantaste shantakshiti virilachara kadipaye Ishvara parama krishna sakchit ananda vigraha Anadi radir govinda sarvakarana karanam Tisri pramasamita sampurnam Hari Om Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manohishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadam Tiham Andeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sadvajutam Ritana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanjana Moskute Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhayu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Ajaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Go pray, Manande, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
You know, I need a first canto.
We're going to begin with the Achmana, purification by mantra and touching water. Is there an extra Achman cup? And the verse that we traditionally recite says that whatever state one's in, whether one be pure or impure, if one remembers the lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead, then one becomes purified both inwardly and outwardly. So we'll do this right three times. I'll say the mantra and line by line, and you can please repeat. Repeat. And then after each time, you can perform the Achmana. Om Apavitra Pavitrova Sarvavastam Gatopiva Yasmare Pundarikaksham Sababhya Abhyantara Shuchihi Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Om Keshavaya Namaha Om Narayanaya Namaha Om Madhavaya Namaha Om Apavitra Pavitrova Sarvavasta Gutopiva Yasmare Pundarikaksham Sababhya Abhyantara Shuchihi Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Om Keshavaya Namaha Om Narayanaya Namaha Om Madhavaya Namaha Om Apavitra Pavitro Va Sarvavasta Kutopi Va Yasmare Pundarikaksham Sababhya Abhyantara Shuchihi Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Om Keshavaya Namaha Om Narayanaya Namaha Om Madhavaya Namaha. Narayanam namaskritya dhanam chaiva narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tatachaya Mudiraye. I'll read a verse from the first canto, fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. It's the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's the first verse in the chapter, The Appearance of Sri Narada. Vyasu Vacha Iti Burvanam Samstuya Muninam Dirga Satrinam Vridha Kula Pati Sutam Bhavritcha Shaunakavo Bravid. On hearing Suta Goswami speak thus, Shaunaka Muni, who is the elderly, learned leader of all the rishis engaged in that prolonged sacrificial ceremony, congratulated Suta Goswami by addressing him as follows. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In a meeting of learned men, when there are congratulations or addresses for the speaker, the qualifications of the congratulator should be as follows. He must be the leader of the house and an elderly man. He must be vastly learned also. Sri Shaunaka Rishi had all these qualifications, and thus he stood up to congratulate Sri Suta Goswami when he expressed his desire to present Srimad Bhagavatam exactly as he heard it from Shukadev Goswami, and also realized it personally. Personal realization does not mean that one should, out of vanity, attempt to show one's own learning by trying to surpass the previous acharya. He must have full confidence in the previous acharya, and at the same time, he must realize the subject matter so nicely that he can present the matter for the particular circumstances in a suitable manner. The original purpose of the text must be maintained. No obscure meaning should be screwed out of it, yet it should be presented in an interesting manner for the understanding of the audience. This is called realization. The leader of the assembly, Shaunaka, could estimate the value of the speaker, Sri Suta Goswami, simply by his uttering yata titam and yata mati. And therefore, he was very glad to congratulate him in ecstasy. No learned man should be willing to hear a person who does not represent the original acharya. So the speaker and the audience were bona fide in this meeting where Bhagavatam was being recited for the second time. That should be the standard of recitation of Bhagavatam, so that the real purpose can be served without difficulty. Unless this situation is created, Bhagavatam recitation for extraneous purposes is useless labor both for the speaker and for the audience. And Prabhupada mentions here that a situation should be created so that the Bhagavatam can be recited properly. What to speak of heard properly. And this requires that one live a pure lifestyle, including following four regulative principles, which keep us above the entanglement of the material world, which are altogether dedicated to pursuing the various sinful activities in various ways, evidenced by every duty-free shop in America or Europe or around the world, which is the first thing you have to walk into when you get off an international flight. Liquor, cigarettes, perfume, and every other nefarious substance packaged as if it were the most important thing in the world. So those who take to the process of the Bhagavat Marg and the Panchakshikavidhi become protected from the influence of the three modes of material nature, both by these prohibitions, no eating of meat, fish, or eggs, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and also by constantly chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And for those who are preaching, or for those who cannot yet chant constantly, it means at least every day a minimum of 16 rounds should be completed. And when we are visiting the samadhi of Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, we found his instruction to his followers, which was the way to advance in Krishna consciousness is to make sure that you complete your designated number of rounds every day, even at the cost of your own life. He added that at the end. We must be so serious about completing that. So Devesh and Vrindarika have come here today to make vows. And when someone makes a vow, then the rest of us also become inspired, because my thought in the material world is that I'll live free and I will do whatever I wish to do. However, this doesn't work for a tiny jiva in the material world. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Daivahi esha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mame vaye prabhajante mayame tam tarantite. That this material nature of mine is insurmountable. And in order to actually have freedom, one has to surrender to Krishna. And one of the ways in which we surrender in a very practical way is by following the regulative principles of freedom. Raga dvesho vimuktaistu vishayan indriyaischaran atma vashara vatiyatma prasadam adigacchati. The Lord says in the Gita that by following the regulative principles of freedom, one can attain the full mercy of the Lord. We heard yesterday in this morning class from the Nectar of Devotion that those who respect the instructions given by the Shastra, which come from Krishna, are respecting Krishna. And Krishna appreciates that very much. One actually becomes dear to Krishna by carefully following the regulative principles. Therefore, prasadam arigashchiti. Such a person can attain the mercy of the Lord. So although it's counterintuitive to the materialistic mind that wants to do whatever it wants to do, whenever it wants to do it, following the Shastra, one becomes free and happy. And if one doesn't follow the Shastra, one must follow the Shastra, which means the weapon, which comes out in the form of great punishment and suffering from material nature. If I come here to England and drive on the right side of the road, because that's what I feel like doing, and I have a motor accident on the motorway, and then I complain, then I'm a fool. So similarly, when I take it upon myself to do whatever I wish without taking superior guidance from the Shastra, and then I suffer. I have no one to blame except for myself. So we congratulate you both for your intention of coming here today and sitting down tightly on these seats with a great determination in your heart. We've gotten to know each other over several years, and it's been a quite mysterious process. We came to know each other through the Istanbul connection. because I had no idea who you were, and you had no idea who I was. But when you were in Istanbul, you ran into a very dear disciple of mine, Mukarravind Prabhu, who just happened to be going through the airport in Turkey distributing books. And you said, "Who's that?" And went over and met him. And that's how our conversation began. And it's been a wonderful conversation that's brought us closer and closer. Me, with much appreciation for the ways in which you've taken shelter of your mentors. Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj has been a guiding light in your life. He's been a savior, as he is for many. And we feel very fortunate that he's present here today, shining his light. So thank you very much, Maharaj, for being here. You have other mentors as well, some of whom will be here today. Maharaj will say a few words, and they will also. Because this process of Krishna consciousness, especially Gaudiya Vaishnavism, is a process of taking guidance, of having the humility to take guidance from many sides. And the process of us getting delivered or delivering others requires teamwork. It means from all sides there has to be guidance. And when the guides are in harmony with one another and helping selflessly to bring those they're guiding to higher ground, then it becomes a glorious affair and it's very pleasing to Krishna, as Maharaj pointed out in his talk the other night about the prachetas and how there are many austerities one can perform, but they don't impress Krishna. But what does impress Krishna is cooperation amongst devotees for the sake of delivering others especially. And today, this ceremony feels especially enlivening because yesterday about 70 of us went out to the neighborhoods all around Watford, and we went and delivered the message of Krishna consciousness to as many people as we could. We met many people, and it just felt right, didn't it? Were some of you there? And today, seeing that it's the same thing, we're constantly passing down what we're receiving from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This initiation today represents one aspect of that, the deliverance of the gift that's coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, who is the supreme gift giver. He's the source of all happiness and all auspicious relationships. And he forms what is called a sampradaya, which means the complete process of giving. And initiation is the process that Krishna organizes so that there's a very personal way in which we're given the mantras that are coming from Krishna himself, and that we feel a very personal connection to him. So what we'll be giving today is a name, a new name, and which is a dramatic thing to do. In America, we have what is called the Federal Witness Protection System. When somebody flips and starts to testify against the mob, then they have to be hidden away somewhere. And they give them a new name, a new passport, new location, everything new, so nobody can find them. And in a similar way, when we take up the process of surrender, one aspect of which is accepting a spiritual master and accepting the name from the spiritual master, we also get a new name. Maya can't find us, as long as we stay in the protection system. Also, you'll be receiving beads duly chanted on by your spiritual master, and you'll be taking vows. So one may say, what is the need for a first initiation, a Harinam initiation? Sometimes people question this. Diksha, after all, isn't it simply the Gayatri Mantra? and what is the system. But clearly in our Shastra, the Acharyas have pointed out, especially Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that when there are Vaishnavas available to give you the name, and you accept it as a means of surrender in that process, then the Lord becomes very pleased. On the other side, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says in his commentary to the sixth canto of the Bhagavatam in the matter of Ajamil, that if there are Vaishnavas available who are chanting the pure name of the Lord by following in the footsteps of their pure spiritual masters, and that you don't accept it and you go on chanting, then he considers that to be the third offense of disobeying the orders of the spiritual master, interestingly. So this is a very well-placed initiation. Not only that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes that initiation is a process and not an event. He describes the Pancha Samskar, which is an ancient system known very much in South India, but he, in his essay on Pancha Samskar, describes how there are various aspects of surrender in the initiation process. The first is called tapa. In this stage, one decidedly turns away from the material world, having received some bandhagyan, or knowledge about our relationship with Krishna and our non-relationship with the material world. Asango hyayam purushaha. The Vedas say, little jiva, you made a wrong turn. You're in the wrong place. You have nothing to do with the material world. That's pretty good news, right? It's a burden lifted by hearing this. And one develops an inner determination that I will no longer participate in this colossal hoax, as Srila Prabhupada calls it, the material world. Everyone may go on flailing their arms and crying in the wilderness here in the material world, but I will no longer participate. This is the sense of tapa. And then comes a pundra, which means actually urvapundra, the placing of tilak on one's forehead. When we were on a book distribution yesterday, people asked, what is that paint? Especially when they saw the kids wearing tilak. They said, why are you wearing that? And they appreciated that it was a sign of dedication. So similarly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that this urvapundra, marking one's body with the lines of Vishnu, is a sign of dedication to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what could be nicer than that? And at this stage, one feels so confident about one's surrender to the Lord that one wants to be demonstrative about it and show that I am a servant of the servant of the servant of the Supreme Personality of God. That therefore, one marks one's body with urvapundra. And other markings as well. In some sampradayas, they give you a branding with a hot iron. I'm not sure if we're doing that today. I think not, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preferred Gopi Chandan. And then comes nama, which means that one accepts the name of Krishna as one's life and soul and the main means of deliverance from the material world. By chanting Krishna's holy name in the Maha Mantra, one is in direct contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sudha Goswami begins his talks in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Apana samsritim goram yanama vivishogranam tata sadyo vimucheta yabhibheti svayam bhayam. That everyone should take advantage of chanting the Lord's names because they're non-different from him. And the more that one has this clear understanding that the name is the deliverer, and the more that one takes shelter, this is called the thickening of faith. Shraddha shabde bishwas kohe surida nishchoy krishne bhakti koila sarva karma krita hoy. Kaviraj Goswami says that the faith means that I have an abiding trust, which is increasing, that just by surrendering to the Lord, by doing devotional service, everything else is done perfectly. In chanting japa, one may experience this as a feeling that there's nowhere else to go right now. There's nothing else to do, nothing else to be heard. If one can have this experience, rather than being prodded by the mind that you must get up now, you must go somewhere else, which is torture. I was chanting the other day, and I wrote down in my notebook in between rounds that distraction is torture, focus is nectar. Especially, or only, I should say, if one is focused on the holy name. Nam bina kichu nahiko ora chodha bhuvanamaje. Bhaktivinoda Thakur expresses the same sentiment when he says there's nothing else to be had in all the worlds except for the holy name. This is faith. And faith also in Bhagavad Gita, which is Krishna's direct voice. In his Lakhu Bhagavatamrita, Rupa Goswami says, don't overlook the Bhagavad Gita. It was spoken by the lotus lips of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Take shelter there and dive into the ocean of Srimad Bhagavatam. And this is the process of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with the holy name and Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. After one accepts the name Das or Dasi, one's very fortunate. The first time I saw the Bhakti Godhead magazine, I was so taken with the devotees. That's really what attracted me. I saw the pictures of the devotees working at the press. It was in the BTG I got, and they were out in the park teaching others, Krishna conscious. And I thought, I want to be one of those people. And I saw that their names had Das and Dasi at the end. I thought, how do you get one of those names? Actually, it's the most fortunate to have that name. And then one's perfectly aligned. If you can have that name, Das or Dasi. And this means that it's the most exalted of all positions to be designated properly in an authorized way, recognized by all other Vaishnavas in an assembly like this today, that I'm a Das, I'm a Dasi. This puts joy within the heart of the devotees. After the nama comes mantra. These mantras are esoteric and mysterious, and they're like ropes that we can grab onto. The other day, when we were with His Holiness Indradyumna Maharaj having lunch, just spontaneously he said, you know, why would somebody stop chanting their Gayatri? He said, it's so beautiful to have those mantras in your mind. It really inspired me, his realization. He said, keeping the mantras in the mind, otherwise the mind fills up with all kinds of other sounds we call noise that simply distract, just as Narada Muni says, they disturb the mind as a boat on the water is disturbed by the wind that has no resting place. So the mantra comes as what we call second initiation, and then finally there's yaga, which means to be able to approach the deity, having been fully authorized through the process of initiation, to be able to touch the lotus feet of the deity, to offer the various articles of worship with proper mula mantras and so forth, which gives one this very personal association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his archa form. So this is called pancha samskara, this system. And so this initiation today, the nama, is one of the aspects of that initiation process. So besides chanting Hare Krishna with great faith, which is induced by constantly hearing about our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead every day, it must be done every day, then one must also be very careful about avoiding offenses. The two offenses which are particularly dangerous are offending Vaishnavas and sinning on the strength of chanting the holy name. These two offenses cannot be overcome by constantly chanting, but one must suffer for them, say our acharyas. They are so severe. So one of the ways in which one can be successful in life is to make a firm vow internally that I will not participate in the vilification of Vaishnavas. It's not necessary. Not only that, it's pernicious, and it is harmful at every step. Every syllable uttered against a Vaishnav is hurtful to Krishna, and therefore it stays our progress in devotional service. So if you simply make that determination that I will not participate in either speaking ill of Vaishnavs or of hearing others speak ill or reading such anywhere, especially on the internet, then one becomes inoculated. In fact, Krishna notices this non-participation. So do others. And oftentimes it slows the what happens to be an ever-increasing desire the tongue has to spread rumors. If you don't participate, others notice, oh, I made a mistake, I shouldn't do this. So you can set that example in the world by walking away, changing the subject, and not participating. I've noticed that in both of you, that you don't participate in those things. You're very careful and respecting Vaishnavas from all different walks of life. So please continue to do that in such an exemplary way. Furthermore, sitting on the strength of chanting, it's easy to take anything for granted, or worse, to develop a sense of entitlement. That is, that because I'm initiated, or because I'm chanting Hare Krishna, because I'm in a religious institution, therefore I have a right to do this, this, or that, fill in the blank. This is Maya's invitation, entitlement. Better to consider, I'm not liberated. Never think I'm liberated, therefore I can fill in the blank. Better to think that I'm the lowest, I don't have the right to cut corners. I must follow the simple thing. When I was walking by a baseball field, I don't, do you have baseball here? Anyway. It's a sport, you know, they swing at a ball. It's all the same sport everywhere. Cricket's the same. I mean, but I was watching the coach, and I was preaching. He was coaching little kids. I have a park near my house, so they're out there. You hit the ball, you run around, you know. So he was teaching them some fundamentals so that they could be good at baseball. And he kept yelling at him, muscle memory, gentlemen, muscle memory. He was doing the same play over and over again, you know. Man's on first, man's on third, ball goes down the middle, who do you throw to? He was emphasizing the same thing, so they were used to doing it, muscle memory. You just do it automatically, you know what to do. And then he said, this is baseball 101, not baseball 103. He kept saying that, which means that the basic thing, 101 is usually the basic class in America you go into. Like psychology 101, it means you took it as an elective and you're going to get the summary of what psychology is. 101, and then there's 103, which is the more advanced class. It's two above that. But he kept saying, 101, gentlemen, not 103. So if we keep ourselves in this mode that I'm qualified for 101, and stick, always cover the basics, don't criticize devotees, be very careful, meticulous about finishing the prescribed number of rounds, following the four regular principles. And this kind of mentality protects one from this idea that now I'm entitled, now I can do whatever I wish to do, which is dangerous. And then there's the so-called 11th offense, which is to be inattentive while chanting. So Maharaj gave such a nice instruction the other night, so concise, about be aware that you're chanting. When you're chanting, be aware that you're chanting, because it's altogether possible to do so many things and not be aware that we're doing them. And this can lead to many of the other offenses. So just be very aware of what the name is. Shishi Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shishi Goni Tai ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Bol. And by that, by giving your attention to the holy name very deliberately, this is actually of love, because what we have to offer, I'll just be very go out on a limb and say that the only thing we really have to offer. Is everyone okay? The energy changed all of a sudden. All we have to offer is our attention. That's what our free will affords us. The freedom to place our attention wherever we wish. That's all we have. And if you utilize your free will to give your attention to the holy name, and of course to the Shastra, but when you're chanting to the holy name, then your chanting will become fruitful in a very simple way, very simple instruction. So we have mentors here of yours today who we'd like to ask to speak and to offer benediction or instruction. And we will start with His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrita Swami, if he doesn't mind. Sorry? Okay.
So we just heard that you're going to become Das and Dasi. From the time you become a devotee, you become servant. From the time of initiation, you officially become a servant. So this is the day when you officially have become servant of Krishna and of the spiritual master and of the other Vaishnavas. I remember one time, some years ago, in one temple, one gentleman came in and said, I want to meet Mr. Das. This was the surname, you know, like we have Smith or whatever. So, I want to meet Mr. Das. So we said, we're all Mr. Das. And he was surprised. He said, so many have the same surname. Yeah, we're all seven. So congratulations on becoming officially the servant. You were already a servant. But now it's just been formalized and made official. In the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami mentions that there are 64 items of sadhana bhakti. And of them, the first three relate to the spiritual master. The first one is Sri Guru Padashraya, which means to take shelter of the spiritual master. The second is Sri Krishna Diksha Nishikshanam, which means to take initiation, Diksha, and Shiksha. And the third is Vishram Bhena Guru Seva, which means to serve the spiritual master with faith and confidence. So it's significant that of the 64 limbs of sadhana bhakti, the first three are related to the spiritual master. It goes to show how important this whole process is. And as far as Devesh and Radhika are concerned, I have noticed one thing. The moment they came in contact with Vaisheshika Prabhu, there was a change in their energy levels. They were, quote unquote, positively infected by that spiritual energy. Vaisheshika Prabhu is the personification of spiritual enthusiasm and energy. And as we have all seen with all the book distribution endeavors going on in the last so many days over here. So I was extremely pleased and happy to see how both Devesh and Vindarika were completely subsumed by this spiritual energy. And I'm extremely glad they're under such wonderful hands for the rest of their lives. So thank you, Vaisheshika Prabhu, for giving them shelter and guidance and so much spiritual direction and energy in their life. And Her Grace Nirupala Mataji, also you have played a very stellar role in the process. I'd like to thank you also for giving them so much good guidance and participating in this process. And to Devesh and Vindarika, heartfelt best wishes for a lifetime of servitude in bliss.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for your, as usual, impeccable words and in general, for your sublime existence. Devesh Prabhu has several mentors. Sundara Govinda Prabhu, who's in India right now, who I'm sure is sending from his heart great wishes for you. And Hari Priya Devi Dasi, who's here today, his wife, who will speak. If we could pass the microphone. Hold that close.
Devesh and Bhandarika are amazing Vaishnavas. Actually, you know,
closer.
In Mena, we started this mentorship system under the guidance of Kripa Mahaprabhu. And it is such a wonderful thing that it develops a very warm, friendly, family-oriented relationship between a mentor and a mentee. So, Devesh and Bhandarika, when joined our group, we were wondering, you know, how we are going to serve them or how we are going to guide them, because they already are right up here, you know. They are more sincere than us, Vindarika, and they have been always serving ISKCON one or the other way. No matter what happened in their life, they always wanted to serve Srila Prabhupada. And any instructions given by any Vaishnava, they would think it through very clearly and always try to follow. Like when they met both of you, as Bhaktira Samrit Maharaj mentioned, their life was completely on a different energetic platform. They were so enthusiastic about distributing books, giving Prabhupada's love and message to everybody. So thank you so much, Devesh and Bhandarika, for allowing us to be an instrument in your journey. And we hope we continue our relationship.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Hari Priya. That was really appropriate. I feel the same way when I met them. Now, Vrindarika's mentors, Shri Radhika, who's not here today, but whose weighty existence has had a huge effect on you, the very fact that she's been a mentor of yours. Soumya Radhika is here today. And that's good news for all of us. So we'll ask Soumya Radhika Prabhu, who's I heard so much about from Vrindarika, how helpful she's been on her path in devotional service.
As those who know you will know that I don't often speak publicly, but Vrindarika and Devesh is so special that I had to. I've known them for about 10 years and had that great privilege, like Mahaji just said, it was an honor to serve you, always has been, and I also didn't know what I could do to be an instrument in that. But seeing the growth and transformation of the last 10 years has been amazing, absolutely amazing. They've always continued to astound me in their practice of Krishna consciousness. They're so dynamic as a duo, and always thinking on how to push forward our preaching movement. And there is no obstacle family life, two children, job, it doesn't matter. Somehow or other, they'll fit it in. So I first met them when Rudarika came to the UK and they got married. And Devesh then was not a practicing devotee. And this was something, he was a very cultured man, very caring, very supportive of Rindarika's practices, but didn't want to join her. And that was something that caused her a little kind of grief and pain. But the first day I met her, she said to me with such deep conviction, only by the association of devotees he can become a devotee. She was completely convinced. And that's what drew me first to her. Her very deep conviction in Krishna, in Guru, in the process. And from that point on, they've continued to have so much faith, determination, surrender, a wonderful service attitude, never anything too much. His Holiness Indrajumna Swami very much wanted to be here today. Unfortunately, yesterday's late was making not able to be here, but yesterday he spoke very much about the importance of remembering the spiritual master three times a day for devotees. So always keep your spiritual master within your thoughts. It's said that the human form is a great boon because it's the most suitable boat for crossing over the nation's ocean. And the spiritual master is considered to be the most able captain in that boat. And the information from the scriptures is the favorable wind blowing over that ocean. And your spiritual master is sent by Krishna when you're ready for that. So now Krishna is sending his representative to guide you. So take full shelter of your spiritual master. Always make inquiries, render service unto him, and in this way dive deeper into the nectarian ocean of devotional service. I wish you all the best, and I know that you're going to just continue to grow and grow.
The Srimad Bhagavatam says in the descriptions of Adam that great Vaishnavas sometimes speak, just like waterfalls sometimes flow, and then other times they don't flow. So great souls speak when it's absolutely appropriate and they have a huge effect. So thank you very much, Swami Radhika, for the huge effect that you're having on their lives and everybody else's. Hare Krishna. And now, Devesh Prabhu and Devesh Prabhu's father and mother came all the way from Vrindavan, where they're very happily situated in intensive service, hearing and chanting. Devesh's father is a civil engineer, and he's taken on a huge service for the ISKCON project there. A great soul in his own right. His mother, a great soul in her own right. And we're very, very fortunate to have you here today, making this auspicious. I've, just in a short amount of time, become very attached to them, as has my wife, Nirakula. And so we'd like to ask Devesh's father, who, if he would say a few words on this auspicious occasion. You have to hold that right next to your mouth. Yeah. Close to your mouth.
Our gratitude to our mentor, His Holiness, Sri Rasamrit Maharaj, in fact, whom we both consider, in fact, our mentor, and our Guru Maharaj, for giving the blessings to Devesh Prabhu and Vrindarika. In fact, I would like to share with you, in fact, this credit goes to Varsha Vrindarika, in fact, who changed both the families, the our families and her own families in Guwahati. Certainly, otherwise, we were not aware much
and we are really praise Lord Krishna and to Guru Maharaj and mentors and all of you to bless them so that they make good progress in the Bhakti path.
Special obeisance to Shruti Dharma Prabhu and his wife. I know he'd be here. I'm missing him so much, all of you are. He's the heart and soul of this organization. We're feeling the great sorrow of separation from him today, but his spirit lives in all of us. Also, Kripamoy Prabhu and his wife have become pillars here. Everywhere I go, I see your signature on so many important projects that are forward-looking and that are vital to the advancement of Krishna consciousness all over the world. And I'm so glad to have met you. I already knew your wife from the 1970s. We used to go out on book distribution together at O'Hare Airport. And to all of you, I probably shouldn't have gone down this road because then I'll have to list all the leaders here, and that way I'll probably have to list every one of you. But I feel very fortunate to be here to offer some service in any way that I can. So does my wife, Nirakula. We feel gradually coming into the family feeling with all of you here. And thank you very, very much for all that you're doing for the world and for inviting us here into this beautiful family. Hare Krishna. Now, I think there's some logistical arrangements here because we're going to give the names, but in offering... Well, Hari Bhakti Vilas says when you offer obeisances to your spiritual master, you should do it head on. Did you know that? It actually says that. So I think it would be okay for you to offer obeisances this way. Yeah. Thank you very much. Confirmed. Head on. Head on and that way. And now we'll change out your neck beads for three strands. Vishwamar Prabhu is going to put on neck beads for Devesh Prabhu, and Nirakula is going to put on neck beads for Vrindarika. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Devesh Prabhu, please come up and first offer obeisance to your spiritual master. After you receive your beads and certificate, then you can leave them aside and offer your obeisances to Srila Prabhupada. Do you have Devesh Prabhu, I'm extremely impressed with your ascent in Krishna consciousness and with the way you're taking responsibility for the Sankirtan movement and for making all your decisions together with Vrindarika based on what's best for your service. Also, the way Sridham, the way you're taking care of both of you, Sridham and Sachi, is heartwarming. And seeing their enthusiasm and Krishna consciousness following in both of your footsteps has been very enlivening. Hare Krishna Sridham. Please tell us what vows you've come here to take today.
Gurudev, today I take a vow that I will follow the four regulative principles, namely no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex. I will also refrain from eating any egg, fish, or onion and garlic. I also take a vow to chant minimum 16 rounds daily as my spiritual sadhana practice. And I also take a vow to assist you in your vow to assist Srila Prabhupada in expanding the Sankirtan movement as my life and soul.
Everyone who likes these vows, please say Hare Krishna really loud. Following the eternal principle of parampara, taking Srila Prabhupada's and Lord Chaitanya's order to expand the Sankirtan movement as my life and soul, and depending on their mercy, the mercy of the previous acharyas, and all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are like desire trees, I'm exceedingly pleased to accept you as my disciple, and therefore a grand disciple of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and a member of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. May all the previous acharyas and the ocean of mercy, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, shower you with their grace. This is a certificate to mark this day, proof of purchase. I hereby joyfully award you the name Divyanam Das. Divyanam Das Prabhu Ki. Vrindarika, please come up. Vrindarika, you have changed the course of history because of your fidelity to the process of Krishna consciousness. You've had a great influence on Devesh, your family, and, Divyanam, and the whole community. So I'm extremely happy that we're here today to enter into this very deep relationship. Could you please tell us before Shishi Radha Gokulananda, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman, Shishi Gorni Thai, and Srila Prabhupada, the Guru Parampara, all these Vaishnavas and everybody else watching on the internet, which vows you've come here to take today?
Hare Krishna. Today I've come to take the vows of no meat, fish, eggs, no gambling, no illicit sex, and no intoxication. And I also vow to chant a minimum of 16 rounds of Maha Mantra every day in my house.
Very, very powerful vows. Everyone who agrees that these are important and extremely powerful, please say Hare Krishna with you. Following the eternal principle of parampara, taking Srila Prabhupada's and Lord Chaitanya's order to expand the Sankirtan movement as my life and soul, and depending on their mercy, the mercy of the previous acharyas, and all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are like desire trees. I'm exceedingly pleased to accept you as my disciple, and therefore a grand disciple of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and a member of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. May all the previous acharyas and the ocean of mercy, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, shower you with their grace. Your name comes from Sri Rupa Goswami's Sri Govinda Vrudavali, excuse me, in text 8, in which it says, O handsome Lord, dressed in Krishna, you give joy to a host of friends and relatives. Now please bring transcendental happiness to the beautiful gopis in the great forest of Vrindavan. I hereby joyfully award you the name Vrindarika Ramaya Dasi. Vrindarika Ramaya Dasi Ki. And now we'll be performing a fire ceremony to solemnize the initiation vows, as is the tradition, and it all stays right here, right? Okay. And if we can have some chanting of the holy names, then no matter what else happens, we'll be successful. Hare Krishna. Javi. Oh. Also acknowledging the presence of His Grace Javi Prabhu, my dear friend, who has made this especially auspicious occasion. Hare Krishna. Yes. You can sit here. We'll move this out of the way. At some point I will, but not now. Om Asana Mantra Shabbat Vishnu Vishi Chandra Kunamo Devatasana Pavanasana Vinodaha. I don't think I need that. It'll just fall into the fire. Okay. Swasino Govinda, Swasino Chaitanya, Swasino Deva Dattu, Swasino Govinda. Thank you.
Shadeva Hida Shantanama Vipeta Dipaya Deva Rita Hedra Shimana Dharma Yastadra Deva Hita Vishnu Vipati Govindamari Purusham Dhamaham Vajana. Can I have Archman cups? Put water in your hand. Okay. Om Tat Sat Sri Govinda Govinda Asyam Shubha Tishta Achuta Gotra Vaisheshika Das. Offering of the prayers of Mangalacharana. So you take the grains like this, like a little deer, and offer them after the swaha. Om Ajnana Tibarandasya.
Om Ajnana Tibarandasya.
Jnananjana Shalakaya.
Jnananjana Shalakaya.
Chakshurun Militam Yena. Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
Swaha.
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 Shri
Chaitanya Manobhishtam.
Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam.
Stapitam Yena Bhutale.
Stapitam Yena Bhutale.
Svayam Rupa Kadahmayam.
Svayam Rupa Kadahmayam.
Dati Swapadantikam.
Dati Swapadantikam.
Swaha.
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 Vandeham.
Vandeham.
Sri Guru.
Sri
Yuta Parakamalam.
Sri Yuta Parakamalam.
Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha.
Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha.
Sri Rupam.
Sri Rupam.
Sagrajatam.
Sagrajatam.
Sagana.
Sagana.
Raghunathambitam.
Raghunathambitam.
Tamsajivam.
Tamsajivam.
Sadvetam.
Sadvetam.
Savadhutam.
Savadhutam.
Parijana.
Parijana.
Saitam.
Saitam.
Krishna Chaitanya Devam.
Krishna Chaitanya Devam.
Sri Radha Krishna Padam.
Sri Radha Krishna Padam.
Sahagana.
Sahagana.
Lalita.
Lalita.
Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
Swaha.
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 Swaha. Swaha.
Now you two together say the pranam mantra for your spiritual master.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Vaishashika Dasadikari Iti Namine Namo Praharsha Shilaya Prabhupada Anusharine Anandita Kireta Tashme Shastra Bhajana Chodine
Swaha
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 Swaha,
Swaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya,
Krishna
Prishtaya, Bhutale, Srimate, Bhakti Vedanta, Swami Niti Namine,
Namaste,
Saraswate
Deve,
Gauravani,
Visharine,
Nirvishesha,
Shunyavadi,
Paschatya,
Deshatarine,
Swaha,
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 Namo,
Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishtaya,
Bhutale,
Srimate,
Srimate.
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namine Sri Parshavana Videvi Daitaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Daini Prabhave Namaha Madhuryo Jvala Premadya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gora Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Apasiddhanta Tvanta Harine Swaha 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 Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshat Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambode Param Bhujayate Namaha Swaha 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 Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sakchidananda Namine Gora Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Swaha 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 Gora Virbhava Bhumestvam Nirdesha Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Swaha 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 Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripasindu Pyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Swaha 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 Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Tushe Namaha Swaha 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 Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktyakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Swaha 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 Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Swaha 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 Jayatam Suratau Pangor Mama Manda Matirgati Matsarvaswa Padambojao Radha Narva Mohano Swaha 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 Divya Vrindaranya Kalpadrumada Srimadratnagara Singhasanastau Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Deva Preshtalibi Sevyamanu Swarami Swaha 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 Shriman Rasarasarambhi Vamshivata Tatastita Karshan Venu Swanir Gopir Gopinatha Shriyestunaha Swaha 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 Tapt Rapta Kanchana Gaurangi
Radhe
Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute
Devi
Pranamami Hari Priye
Swaha
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 Jaya Shri Krishna
Chaitanya
Prabhu
Nityananda
Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Brinda Swaha
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 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
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 Hare
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 Rama
Hare
Rama
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 Hare
Hare
Swaha
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 Hare Krishna
Hare
Krishna
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 Hare
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 Rama
Hare
Rama
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 Hare
Hare
Swaha
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 Hare Krishna
Hare
Krishna
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 Hare
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 Rama
Hare
Rama
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 Hare
Hare
Swaha
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 So now we've come to the Purnahuti. We'll, if you'll take those bananas in your hands and stand up and make the final offering. Please repeat. Namo Brahmane Devaya. Gobrabana Hitaya Cha Jigati Thaya
Krishnaya
Govindaya Namo Namaha
Namo
Brahmane Devaya Gobrabana Hitaya Cha Jigati Thaya
Krishnaya
Govindaya Namo Namaha
Namo
Brahmane Devaya Gobrahmane Hitaya Cha Jugaditaya
Krishnaya
Govindaya Namo Namaha Swaha Now please place the bananas with the right hand into the fire. And now we ask for some kirtan while we circumambulate the fire. God premanande haribo. Marman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, hey, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman.